Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's daily devotional, Moments in the Word. But first, here's his message, Making the Most of Every Day.
Take God's Word and turn to Psalm 118. Every day matters to God. Now, time is passing. I don't know about you, but because of the push, the rush of our days, it seems like it's moving faster than ever before. And here's the thing about playing the game of life. You can't call time out. Someone said life is like a coin. You can spend it however you wish, but you can spend it only once. It's true. There are no do-over for your days. Once you live your day, it's done. There are no mulligans in life, just days. So Psalm 118, verse 24, you can always find it in Psalm 118. It's the song about your day, so it's 24. Psalm 118, 24 is about your days and mine. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. How's your day? The title of this message is Making the Most of Every Day. Why? Because every day matters. Every day. And it's not just about counting your days, but making your days count. The scripture says in Psalm 90, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Life is so daily. But the Bible says, as thy days, so shall your strength be. And you can have a good day and add up enough good days in your life that you have a good life, a great life. This is the day the Lord has made. How do we do that? Number one, embrace each day as a gift from God. Embrace each day as a gift from God. Welcome this day. Why? Because this is the day the Lord has made. He is the dawn breaker and the day maker. The Ancient of Days is the maker of our days. These are a gift from God. And with each day come the promises and the provisions and the possibilities of a life well lived. When we live in His plan and His purpose for each one of us. This is the day the Lord has made. Now we would expect Sunday to be the gift of God. It's the Lord's day. It's the resurrection morn or Easter day itself. We could say on a more personal level, if you think about the great days, the good days of your life, wedding day, a great day. Or maybe your birthday. Or graduation day. Good day. Vacation day. That's a good day. But it doesn't say this day or that day. It says this is the day. Ordinary days. Bad days and blah days and boring days. Just days. Sick days. Tough days. Mondays and rainy days. All days belong to God. A gift from God. David, who knew some tough days, in fact, as the writer of this song of the people, Psalm 118, is filled with potentially tough days, really tough days in his life. He, you know, battling for the nation and facing personal struggles in his own life. And yet, David was able to sing, to say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Same David who said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David wrote that in the desert. And yet he was celebrating life, all the days of his life. Well, every day is a gift and is to be received as one of the multiplied many blessings of God in our life. Life itself, every breath we take is from him. He's the giver of life. His breath is in our bodies. God doesn't need to take your life, but simply to stop giving you life. So if you're not dead, you're not done. God has a plan. God has a purpose for you every single day. And it starts right now. It starts today. Not someday, but yesterday. Every day is God day. Don't separate the secular and the sacred. Don't make the mistake of compartmentalizing those things that we do for God on one day, the Lord's day, a worship day, a study day, a Christian day, as compared to the rest of the days, my time, my business. No. Every day is God's day. Every day is a holy day. Every day is a worship day. Every day is a witness day. Every day is God's day. And we celebrate that. Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, in word and deed, do all in the name. The beautiful, wonderful, powerful name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through the Father through him. You give your life to be governed and guided by God, and it will be a gladdened day, a great day, because God has ordained this day for you. This is in your destiny. God has ordained and, yes, orchestrated this day and every day for you. So begin by embracing this day as a gift from God. You know, none of us know how many days we have left. That's why we're told God teaches us to number our days. We count our birthdays. But we're not to number just our birthdays, our years, but our days. We're to learn and listen to God because we are all mortal this side of eternity. And therefore, terminal. We don't know how many days. And you know, with each day, each passing day, it does seem to be moving faster and faster. We're getting closer to the end. We don't know. You don't know. If you're in the first quarter, halftime, fourth quarter, final minutes, that's all in God's timing. The body, it decays and disintegrates over time. The Lord Jesus lived only 33 years, short time. His earthly ministry was just 3 years. And yet, in John 17:4, Jesus said, I have glorified you, the Father, on the earth. I have finished the work you have sent me to do. We all ought to say that in Christ. I finished the work you sent me to do. The last words of Jesus on the cross were, it is finished, tetelestai, done. And every day is an opportunity to live out God's will and to do God's work. Don't miss it. Make it matter. We owe our lives to him. Every breath we take belongs to him. So live your life in grace and in gratitude every day. Embrace the day. Secondly, entrust the day. Entrust each day to fulfilling God's plan for your life. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice and be glad in this day, in it. It doesn't say rejoice and celebrate after the day. Or when you get through the day, but in the day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Because it's true, it's really true, it's not a cliche. If you know the Lord, each day can be the best of your life for the rest of your life. It really can. Except for the fact that many of us, our days today are ruined because of 2 days. 2 days. Yesterday and someday. Yesterday, some people live with past sin and remorse and regret. They can't get past their past. And the devil's always reminding us of our past. And sometimes in our own minds, we're replaying the recording again and again. Our minds are consumed. We can't get past the past, our sin, our shame, our regret, our remorse. We live in the past and past sin. Some are chained in the grips of sin of the past with impact, high negative impact on your life today. Yet the scripture says, if we confess, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No need to live in the past, yesterday, of sin and shame, when you can live in the grace and the forgiveness of God.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Making the Most of Every Day. If this past year has taught us anything, it's that daily time with the Lord is a lifeline of hope. Those special moments each day when you rest in God's presence and spend time in His Word are life-giving. That's why we want to help you walk closer with the Lord in 2021 by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This encouraging resource is our thanks for your gift today to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. So call now to request your copy of Moments in the Word when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Making the Most of Every Day.
Others live with past sorrow, brokenness, even bitterness. I know life can be hard, and when we're talking about, you know, have a great day every day, it's not just chin up, it's not just cheer up. We all understand that there are some struggling days and some days filled with sorrow and tears and brokenness and heartache. Life can be hard. It is hard. Some bad things, man, have happened. But you can't live back there for the rest of your life, licking your wounds, whining and crying about spilled milk. Somebody hurt you. You hurt yourself. Somebody left you. Someone died. But you can't, as a believer, live in sorrow and brokenness that becomes bitterness. Your hurts becoming your hang-ups for the rest of your life. You can't live there. That's yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Some live with past successes. It's all about what I used to be, what I used to do. In your own life, yesterday's gone. You put it to bed when you went to sleep last night. Then some people live in someday. Someday, and they're worrying about what could happen someday. Some are whining about the past. Others are worrying about the future. It's time to stop worrying, because worrying will ruin your day today. It will suck the life out of your day and of you. It can ruin relationships. It can ruin your business. It can ruin your body. All of us have troubles that face us in tomorrow, but we can't live there. Worrying about what could happen, what might happen, which typically doesn't happen. Jesus said in Matthew 6:31, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." You got enough troubles today to deal with than to pile tomorrow on top of it. Live in the present tense. Live in the present tense. Do you know why? Because that's where God lives. In the present tense. Jesus is the Lord of every day of your life. He's got it. He's got you. And the God who is here today will be there for you tomorrow. The great I am. The eternal self-existing one. And of Jesus, the scripture says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So seize this day. Embrace this day. Expect great things from God this day. And that's by living in the present and also by setting your priorities. If you're going to expend this day, and you will either use, abuse, or waste this day. So if you're going to use this day for God's glory, you need to prioritize your time. If you don't, somebody else will, I promise you. So set your schedule each day according to God's priority. I wish I had the practical time to spend with you on this, but let me just say in view of a paragraph that begin each day with time alone with God. And it is in that time, that quiet time, that time alone with God, that you ask Him for strength this day. That you pray for your family, your friends, your church today. That you pray in all the promises of God that you need for that day. That you trust in Him and receive strength for today. And if you will begin your day and set the pace of your day, I've given you this acrostic before, P-A-C-E. I begin most days like this. Sometimes before I even get out of the bed, I lift my hand, that's praise, and praise God and give thanks and worship God. I turn my hands this way and simply say, I accept from you, Lord, this new day. I embrace, I welcome this day. I receive your forgiveness, your blessing. My identity in Christ, it is in you. All those things that I need, I receive from Him. I accept from Him. I turn my hands over. I commit this day to you. My schedule, that problem, that possibility, that dream, that thing I must do that I don't want to do, I commit it to you, Lord. I need your strength. I turn it over to you. And then my hands go wide and say, Lord, I expect you to do great and mighty things in my life this day. If you will begin each day and set the pace for your life by doing something like that, I guarantee you, you will have a good day, because then it will be God's day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And one final thing. Embrace the day. Expect great things and entrust your day to God. And finally, enjoy your day and celebrate your life. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Notice this is the congregation. You can say it personally, but here is the we. There's so much strength in being together. We're saying it together. We're all living our days. We're all fighting our battles and carrying our burdens. So we're saying it together. We're saying it ourselves. This is the day the Lord has made. But make it the resolve of your own heart to rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a choice you make to rejoice. You can change your thoughts. Because our thoughts, according to Romans 12:2, are transformed by the Word of God. Your disposition, you can set your disposition for the day. You don't have to live in a perpetual bad mood, scowling and frowning through life. That's not becoming of a Christian. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Some people are just thinking, you know, I'm just going to sit here and wait, and one of these days, I'll be happy. When the kids start acting right, then I'll be happy. When my husband starts behaving himself, then I'll be happy. When I get that raise, I'll be happy. When I'm on vacation, oh, then I'll be happy. Stop sitting around waiting to be happy or for somebody else to make you happy. That's on you. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's strength for the day. The scripture says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You wonder why you're weary and worn out, burned out, broken down all the time. No joy. No happiness. So much negativity. Squeeze the life out of this day. Carpe diem. This is God's day. We can always rejoice in Jesus. Because you say, well, this is pie in the sky stuff, Jack. This is Pollyanna. No. You see, you can't be happy all the time. Sure you can. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Paul didn't write that from a pulpit, but from prison. Jesus sang a song in the night on his way to the cross, Psalm 118. He was singing before dying. David wrote this in the desert along with other psalms. Paul and Silas sang in the prison psalms of praise that led a pagan Philippian jailer to Jesus. Why? Because happiness is in the Lord. Of course we have terrible days. Of course there are days when our heart is breaking. Of course there are times when we are suffering. But the scripture says we have joy in our tribulation. Why? Because our happiness is not in our tribulation. It's not in our circumstances. It's not in what happens to us. But it's in Him. It's in Jesus. And Peter, who knew about trouble himself, was ultimately martyred. He was writing to a church that was persecuted. He said this in 1 Peter 1:8, talking about Jesus, in whom having not seen you love. I've never seen Jesus with physical eyes. But you're looking at a man who's not ashamed to say, I love Jesus. I haven't seen him. I will see him. But until then, I love him. Though now you do not see him, yet believing. What? You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. The words, I will rejoice and be glad in it, when you look them up in all the languages and the definitions in the scriptures, you find out that this isn't just ordinary, you know, it's not a casual smile. It's not a golf clap here. This is jumping and leaping and dancing and praising God. It is cheerfulness. It is gratefulness. It is gladness. It is happiness. We choose this every single day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is how to live every day. Happy in Him. Joyful in Jesus.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Making the Most of Every Day. What's the wisest, kindest thing you could do for yourself this year? The answer is stop relying on yourself for strength and endurance, and instead, look to God each day as your lifeline of hope and joy. We want to help you do that by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This practical, easy-to-use devotional helps you connect with God each day so you can be refreshed in His presence and rely on His Word for guidance and comfort. Get your copy of Moments in the Word when you call and give to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
I really do love the scripture, Psalm 118:24. We talked about it today. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Rejoicing every day. The New Testament, the Apostle Paul tells us, rejoice evermore. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. We serve a God who is happy, and it is our joy to reflect His happiness and His joy on earth. No matter our circumstances, no matter what we're going through, we can experience joy beyond our circumstances and a happiness that lasts throughout our lives. And whether you're going through financial struggles or health problems, the loss of loved ones, the loss of a job, all of these are going to happen in life. But we can live on and we can live up in the power and the presence of God and know His joy. Jesus promised us this joy, an abundant life, and with that abundant life, a peace, the promise of peace, and a joy that remains. One day, Jesus is coming back. He really is coming again. And when we see Jesus, every struggle in life, every problem that we face will fade into oblivion in the very sight of the face of Jesus and the joy of heaven. But until that day, live every day for Him. Put your eyes on Him, trust in Him, live in Him, and His joy will fill your life and flow through your lives into the lives of others. That's what it means to truly rejoice every single day. If you're looking for biblical resources to encourage you, guide you, and help you grow in your faith, then please visit jackgraham.org. My entire sermon library is there completely free because I want you to be able to find the help you need at any time. Just visit jackgraham.org and go to the Sermon Library tab to listen to any message I've ever given for no cost at all. You can also listen to PowerPoint radio broadcasts, watch PowerPoint TV, read articles and stories from other listeners, and much more. So join thousands of visitors at jackgraham.org every week for complete access to my free sermon library and so much more. My prayer is that you'll be led to exactly what God has prepared for you right when you need it.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Jack Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. On the next PowerPoint, Dr. Graham brings a message about how to passionately pursue Christ on your journey through life. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.